Blog Talk Radio.
Continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Oh, and the sun is shining so beautiful, and it's so hot already. Bless God. How is your weather where you are? I trust that you're having good weather. If not, we're going to pray for you also that your weather be, what you say, as you need it to be today. And we thank God for you that are listening. Those that listen on a continual basis, we want to thank you. Praise God for you. Send you lots of love, hugs, and prayer to you today, trusting that your weekend was a blessing day, a blessed day. You had a wonderful time on your holiday. We wish your family a safe journey too, as you go back to wherever you came from, whatever state, city, wherever you came from, visiting your relatives. We trust y'all had a good time. Let us know how good a time you had, okay? You can call us at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. We had a wonderful time. Yes, 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 we really did. Oh, our weekend was long and fun. Fun with God. Yes, we had a glorious time at church, you know, this past weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It was a Now, I know you say, what you mean it's a blessing? It was a wonderful funeral. You ever been to a wonderful funeral? I tell you, the Lord moved in the place, in the funeral. So, you know, it doesn't bother him. You know, because the person is going on with him. So we had a glorious time. It was a wonderful time. Church, it was a wonderful time in the Lord. I tell you, God is just moving strangely, isn't it? Tell me about your time. I'd like to know. I don't mind hearing it, huh? Tell me how God blessed you. You know, I don't want to hear the negative stuff. I want to hear what God done for you, all right? How he blessed you, okay? My. So right here and now, we're going to let our own Sister Diane pray.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord Father. We give you honor, glory, and praise today, Lord Father. Thanking you, Lord Father God, for this day, Lord Father God. You give us one more day, Lord Father God, for us to get it right with you, Lord Father. And Father God, as we come before you, Lord Father God, holding these people, Lord Father God, that ask for prayer, Lord Father God, we are believing, Lord Father God, and trusting, Lord Father God, that you have already worked it out for them, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father God, we come before you holding up Cheryl White right now, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to continue to strengthen her, Lord Father God, as she deals with dialysis right now, Lord Father. Father God, we know, Lord Father God, it's a process, Lord Father God. We ask you, Lord Father God, to touch all those, Lord Father God, that have to do dialysis, Lord Father God. Strengthen them, Lord Father God. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for kidneys, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for lungs, Lord Father God. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for whatever they need, Lord Father God, to take them off of this, Lord Father. Father God, let them cry out to you, Lord Father God. Father God, let them, Lord, Father God, trust and believe, Lord, Father, and if they don't know you, Lord, Father God, we ask that you place someone there, Lord, Father God, that can lead them, Lord, Father God, to you, Lord, Father God, and Father God, we're just thanking you right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we continue to pray, Lord, Father God, for Wesley Brown family, Lord, Father God. We continue, Lord, Father God, to ask for prayer, Lord, Father God, for Allison Crawford, Lord, Father God. Father God, they passed away, Lord, Father God. We praying right now, Lord, Father God, for the family, Lord, Father God. Father God, continue, Lord, Father God, to strengthen the family, Lord, Father God. Comfort them, Lord, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch Pierre Sullivan, Lord, Father God, and Chrissy right now, Lord, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, as well as Martez right now, Lord, Father God, that is dealing right now, Lord, Father God, with cancer right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, have your way, Lord, Father God, in them right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, that they continue, Lord, Father God, to seek your face, Lord, Father God. Trust and believe, Lord, Father God, that you said by your stripes we are healed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we continue to pray for Pastor James Harrington right now, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father God, to touch his ribs right now, Lord, Father. Father God, continue, Lord, Father God, to strengthen it right now, Lord, Father. Father God, for those that have court case, Lord, Father God, Mr. Benjamin, Lord, Father God, Vern right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to work it out for them, Lord, Father God. You be the judge in the courtroom. You be their lawyer right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for victory right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we continue to pray for Chad right now, Lord, Father God, that is in the hospital, Lord, Father God, that was in a motorcycle accident, Lord, Father. We continue, Lord, Father God, to ask you, Lord, Father God, for mercy, Lord, Father God, for him, Lord, Father God. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, how he is conscious at this time, Lord, Father. We thank you for healing his two broken legs, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for the reconstruction, Lord, Father God, of his face right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, Father. So we're touching and agreeing today, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray for Mr. James Hennett, Lord, Father, that suffered a massive stroke, Lord, Father. Oh, Father God, we don't know the update, Lord, Father God, but we ask you, Lord, Father God, to move like never before, Lord, Father. Father God, touch his mind, touch his heart right now, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, those that side that is paralyzed, Lord, Father God, we speak movement right now, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We pray today, Lord, Father God, for our unsaved loved ones today, Lord, Father. Father God, let them not leave this place, Lord, Father, to a Christless grave, Lord, Father God. But, Father God, we speak healing, Lord, Father God, to their mind and to their heart, Lord, Father God, that they come, Lord, Father God, into the knowledge of you, Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father God, we pray, Lord, Father God, for Apostle Wheeler right now, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to keep him covered, Lord, Father God, under the blood right now, Lord, Father God. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to use him, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to show up and show out like never before, Lord, Father. We speak healing and deliverance right now, Lord, Father God, for what he is about to do, Lord, Father God. We also pray, Lord, Father God, for the apprentice right now, Lord, Father. Father God, he's asking for prayer, Lord, Father God, for one of the valves in his heart, Lord, Father God, is pumping slow, Lord, Father. Father God, we speak regulation right now, Lord, Father God, to it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, as you open up the blinded eyes, Lord, Father God, Father God, you raise the dead, Lord, Father God. We know this is not too hard for you, Lord, Father God. Father God, touch him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. I hold to you also, Lord, Father God, all the leaders right now, Lord, Father God, in ministry right now, Lord, Father God. Strengthen them, Lord, Father God. Father God, as they stand before you, Lord, Father God, preaching your word, Lord, Father God, give the people ears to hear, Lord, Father God, and a heart to receive right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We pray for those, Lord, Father God, that is walking away, Lord, Father God, from the church right now, Lord, Father. We are asking for mercy, Lord, Father God, for them today, Lord, Father. Father God, mercy, Lord, Father God, that they don't turn back, Lord, Father God, to go out into the sinful world, Lord, Father. Father God, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, Lord, Father God, that is trying to tear churches down, Lord, Father God. Tear leaders down right now, Lord, Father. We speak strength right now, Lord, Father God, to the fivefold ministry, Lord, Father God, keeping them covered, Lord, Father God, under the blood right now, Lord, Father, as we continue, Lord, Father God, to pray for this nation, Lord, Father God, that the people, Lord, Father God, will return back to you, Lord, Father. And, Father God, I ask all this in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank the Lord for that. Your name wasn't called. Call us at 347-857-3925. And we will add you to the prayer list also, because we believe in the power of prayer. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We really, really do. And we thank God today. We really thank God for the prayers of the righteous. Those that are praying for us, we thank God for you also, because we can feel it. We can feel every prayer. Yes, we can. Right now, let me give you a quick little word. The person who often looks up to God rarely looks down on any man. The person who often looks up to God rarely looks down on any man. Hallelujah. Really? Now, I mean, say they don't do it now. Praise God. But we thank God today we have Bishop John Potter in the midst today. Yes, yes, yes. No, Michael, don't do it. We got Bishop John Potter today, and Sister Diane, of course, is with us. I'm an engineer and Jill of all trades. Praise God. Amen. Highly, very resourceful person. We thank God for her being here. And most of all, we thank God for you, our loving loving listeners. Praise God. I thank you for it today. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm looking forward to more of you. Call your friends, you know, and tell them, say, listen here. Somebody you know need to hear the word. Somebody that need a blessing, need to get touched. Get in touch with God. Someone that's been stagnant or something, you know, call them today. Tell them to call 347-857-3925. We're waiting just for you and for you. Yes, we are. Why are we waiting for you? Because we love you. We really, really do. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for it. You know, today, you know, I was thinking on and going to and fro about what we want to talk about today, you know. And I thought about something that many people today, that they are going through. Everybody's going through something. Isn't that right? And now I know if you're not going through something, you soon will be, you know. But anyway, we want to help you on that wise today. We're going to talk about it a little bit today. And now if you find yourself in this predicament, let me tell you one thing. There's always problems in every family. Okay? Now, you may not know all the problems or all the particulars of that problem, but you know there is some problems. And all families don't get along. But now, if you know Christ Jesus and they're not getting along with you, you know that's the top reason right there, because you are walking with the Lord and they are not. They don't understand. Do you get the picture? Now, if they don't understand, you can't make them understand, right? But yet and still, most of the time, we want to. But I like to ask questions sometimes. What part did you have in that situation in your family? Did you have a part in it? Now, as I began to read in the scripture different places, I was thinking about, you know, the famous one we think about is Joseph, right? You think about what caused most of that. One, the parents, because the parents was favoring him. He was the baby. They was favoring him. You know that brings jealousy in the family, right? And so then on top of it, I was reading the scripture. You know, he was telling on them too. You know, he was telling on the stuff they did wrong. He would go back and tell mom and daddy. You know, they didn't like that. You know how that goes, right? And then on top of it, he had some dreams. Now he become popular with God, and now he's telling them about this dream, and they got the interpretation, and I don't really believe Joseph really knew what the interpretation of the dream was until his father, they started talking about it, you know, breaking it down. You think we gonna fall down and worship you? So now he got a family problem, huh? You see how the problem came about? Different things begin to happen, so therefore somebody in the family get riled up, don't they? Every time. Well, what we're going to be talking about, we're going to talk a little bit about today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Today what we want to talk about is breaking the barriers. Breaking barriers of these hurts, pain, all kind of pain and rejections and what have you. You see, this is where we going today. Talk about it, because families have these things. Huh? You could be doing, and God can be. You're not getting used in the way you want to be used, and they're not recognizing all that you're doing, and you're working your fingers to the bone, so to speak, and everything. And so you have dreams also. And you tell them about the dream, but they ignore your dream because they think it's non-essential. Okay? So this is what's happening today with people. And then people get so bored so quick today. I mean, I have never seen so many people. Every time you look, they bored. Why are you bored, huh? What humdrum thing are you doing in your life? Think about these things, see. But today we want you to do what? Break that barrier, huh? It's like, you know, when pilots, you know, you hear pilots breaking the sound barrier, right? They want to break the sound barrier. So what they do is they be trying, and they get to one point in the plane, and the plane begin to vibrate, and it vibrates so violently till they turn back, you see, just before the time for them to get victory. So this is what people do today. They get there, and it gets so bad, it looks so bad before you get good till you give up. And you stop, huh? You almost got Uncle Joe or Aunt Beverly or whatever their name is. You almost got them, but seemed like they got so angry, so hostile to you until you just say, what's the use? See, but you're not willing to break the barrier. You see what I'm saying? You're not willing to go all the way. Do you get the picture here? We need you today to go all the way, huh? Think about this. Here we go with when you start, you can start with a family feud like Cain and Abel. They started feuding. Everybody feud. Don't matter that you say that you're in church. There is something going on. But are you able to withstand all that's going on to break the barrier? Resist what is going on. Can you resist it today? Huh? You know they seem to hate you. Well, they don't know any better. They don't know the Lord like you do. So they do what? They automatically do what they know. And what they know is just to abuse you, reject you, talk about you, mock you, make sport of you, all kind of ways. This is what they do. Huh? So don't hold them responsible. Pray for them. I found that you got to pray for them, okay? Because how are you going to break it if you just forgive it? I mean, just give it up. Huh? Just give it up. This is what we do in our family. And they do. I know it get on your nerves. Your nerves is short. You got a short fuse there. Huh? I know everybody do. I've had short fuses myself. Huh? But I had to learn that if I want to break these barriers, I'm going to have to make some changes. I cannot keep doing the same thing the way I've always done them because it didn't work. Huh? And then when you get to a certain point, it's like, well, you want to go back to what you was doing before. Huh? Want to get involved with them. Don't get involved with them. Keep going like you're going forward in what you were going forward in. Listen here. Let me tell you, I love the story about Joseph. Joseph, even though they threw him in the pit, they mistreated him and everything, he maintained his integrity. Do you see? He stood on God's word, what he knew. He carried God in his heart. He knew that he was going to make it because it was all for a reason. He had to be the one to break that barrier. Do you see what I'm saying? He had to go the distance. You got to go the distance. You can't just throw in the towel when things ain't going the way you want it to go. Huh? That's all we want to do. Everything got to be your way. Well, your way ain't no way. Just give it up and make changes. You want to see things better, make the change. Do you get the picture? And then the barrier can be broken. That barrier of hate, animosity, your person's so angry, they want to kill you and all these dumb things, and they begin to do and think, huh? Because they get to a point that they don't see a change, but they say they want change. You see how you do. You want change, but you don't want to do what it takes to get the change. Change is inevitable. Change is always there. But you have to decide whether what change you want. Do you get the picture? Huh? Think about Esau and Jacob. Huh? Think about them. That's a family there. Family where dissension came in and caused one to leave home because of what occurred there between his family. It wasn't the outside people. It was the inside people. See? So when you got these, and some of you, most of you, I know I'm talking to somebody, the whole, most everybody got that problem. You want to change, but you won't stand still and fight to get it done. You want to change. Yes, I want to change. I want to see them saved. How can you see them saved if you're tired of them? Tired of their foolishness. I know you're tired of it. You don't have to put up with it. You don't have to go with them and do their stuff. You don't have to do what they do. See, that's one purpose. But here, when I thought about Esau and Jacob also, look here, that's a big fight. Jacob had to leave home. Huh? Can you imagine how mad Esau was? His eyes probably turned red, purple, and gray. He was so mad, huh? Because his brother, he was supposed to get the blessing. That's what I'm saying about when you're slow, huh? When you ain't thinking, you're slow, you run one way and you should be another way. You see what I'm saying? But anyway, the thing is that they started a fight there. Hostility became prevalent in their lives. And we have to understand, father can't see. But mother can. Mother engineers it. So that's how it got started. You see what I'm saying? She started the fight, but even though she started all this, it was for a reason. All the time, you cannot understand the way God works. Sometimes it looks like it's not right. But you know, you have to remember one thing. Favor is not fair. Just remember that. There's always someone that's going to think this is the wrong thing at the wrong time. Do you get the picture? But let me tell you, always when it's at, seems to you it's the wrong time, it's the right time for God to get the motor running, to get you into the atmosphere of breaking barriers. Do you get the picture? Huh? See, are you there right now? Are you standing in a valley of decisions right now? Is everybody resisting you? If everybody resists you, find out what you're doing. Before you put it off on everybody else. And listen, take your blame for yourself. Don't try to blame other people about what you're doing. Because your mind wants to do what you want to do, because you say, well, I'm used to having my way. This ain't Burger King. This is Jesus stuff here. You don't have it your way. It's going to be Jesus' way or no way. Because God wants you to have complete obedience to him, walk in his ways and his status. And this is what he wants you to do, and you want to do something else. You want to be hateful. Why do you want to be hateful? And do it make you sick and make you get old quick, frowning all the time? You see what I'm saying? Listen, you can't stop some things because it's ordained by God to occur. So when did it occur? It is for a reason. If you just stand still and still stay when where he put you at. If he put you in the midst of a storm, he's finna show you what he can do in the midst of that storm. He's finna show you that I carry you through the storm, or like an eagle, you will fly over the storm. Do you get the picture? Oh, you don't get the picture today. But you think, well, you just don't understand my family. I don't need to understand your family. I got one of them families too. They seem, no matter what you do, seem like they just don't love you, don't care, don't want to be, think about you, don't want to talk to you, don't even call your name. Listen, I got family that leave me off the obituary of the family. Like I don't exist. But you know what? That's their ignorance. If they want to be like that, let them be like that, but I won't be like that. You don't be like that just because somebody else, because everything they do, you do, and they do, is for a reason. God is going to get the glory out of it. As long as someone is walking up right before him, he's still going to get the glory. Ah, Lord Jesus. You don't believe me, do you? So many people want to break the sound barriers of hate. You know, we got so many angry people. They're angry with their families. They're angry with the world. They're angry with those in high places. Angry with authority. Angry with someone. Angry with the children. The children angry with the parents. Don't you see something wrong with the whole picture? You say God is love. Everyone that said, you hear him say, "What? Who's God?" God is love. God is love. God is love, and why are you angry? Why you want to be hateful? Why you want to do harm to your sisters and brothers and your fellow man and anybody else? You want to do harm to them. You want to hurt them, Well, they ain't got no class. Well, you ain't had class all the time. See, we always want to find an excuse to hate somebody. We want to find an excuse that I don't like them. So maybe they don't like you either. See, this is a two-way street. It could go both ways. Why are you hating? They could be hating too. So we got a problem here that needs to be solved, needs to be broken. Resisting them and hating them. Listen, why can't you just do what God say? Love ye one another. This is what he say we should do. And come together. Huh? We got churches don't like one another cause of this, that, or the other. It don't matter what your denomination is. Don't matter what color you are. It does not matter to God. He's not colorblind. He's not trying to, he made you what color you are. He placed you in the country he placed you in for a reason. And he wants us together. He wants nations together. He wants us to have faith and trust and love for one another. But we don't seem to be able to do it because of the differences that are there between us, the language barriers, the color of what country you in, what state you in. We done got so even what state you in, you don't like people. Don't even make sense to it. We need to break that barrier. Color line barrier needs broken. Broken. It needs to be broke. Huh? Who's going to get there first don't matter. Why don't you say like Jacob said. God told him, it's time now you to go back home and fix this thing. Do you hear what I'm saying? He said it's time to go home and fix this thing. Now he was a little apprehensive about it because he know what he had done. See, but it is time. You got to face it, to fix it. You got to face it, to fix it. You can't fix it if you don't face it. Do you hear what I'm saying? That goes for any of us in anything that we do. You know, and I was reading a little clip about a man named Chuck Yeager. You know. And what it said was, he said he was thinking about why the pilots couldn't break the sound barrier because it was vibrating so bad. And every time it vibrated, he said they turned back. They would turn back. Well, he came to himself and he said that, you know, I'm going to break this thing. I'm going to change things. So what he did, he would speed up where the others slowed down. And then he'd fly through the barrier into the calm beyond. You see what I'm saying? Okay. He went beyond it. He did opposite to what the others were doing. Can you do that today? Opposite of what they're doing? In order to bring it to pass, break it, and go beyond the hatred, beyond the anger, can you do that today? Ask yourself that. Huh? If you want things to change, now you're going to have to get involved right now and take your part in it. Huh? You complaining all the time? Well, you need to stop complaining all the time about what somebody else ain't doing and what they ain't letting me. Well, listen, what you mean they ain't letting you? You know, and we favorite, oh, that's a favorite thing in the church, but they ain't using me. They're using you all the time, but when they use you, you don't want to be used, so you stop being used and you go do something else. Huh? See? What are you breaking there? You causing more mischief. That's all you're doing. See? But God wants you to do like Jacob did. Get up and let me face this thing. Let me repair. I got to resign this job here. I got here with this man here, I got Latham, however you pronounce his name. He said, I got to resign this job here. I got to go. It's time for me to go. He packed up his family. He said, I got to go meet him. And sure enough, he was on the road. They told him where he was, and he was a little apprehensive at first. Yes, yes, it can be kind of, you know, nerve-wracking. Oh, what's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen. But listen, you got a job that you're fixing to do. You're finna break this thing. Tell the devil right now, I'm fixing to break this thing. And whatever I got to do to get it broken, that's what I'm going to do. You see what I'm saying? Talk to yourself. Yes, because Lord. Let me tell you, yourself is the first one to tell you you can't do it.
Come on.
Huh? You say, well, I ain't talking to them. They say I'm crazy. Well, be crazy. Huh? You crazy if you don't do it. Huh? You crazy if you don't do it. There's many families throughout the Bible. You find people of God, the families are the worst people to deal with. Because as soon as they change their life, they start in on them. Pick at them all the time. And she thinks she's saved. She thinks she that. He thinks he this. He thinks he that. Well, he better think it, because they ain't. You see? So, Jacob got on the road to go back and fix the mess he had. And he was surprised what God had already done. Isn't that something? God had already worked the thing out. Because he was sorry about what he'd done, you know, and he allowed to do in his life. But he followed his mother's orders. He listened to his mother. But God even took that and blessed him. You see? Turned the whole scene around. God did. And when he got there, the brother was so happy. He was just as happy to see him as he was. See? He done forgave him and everything. And I guess by now he knew that it was God's plan. When you don't know, you react to it, don't you? But when you stop for a moment and say, God, is this you operating here? See? You are showing me that this is, I got another way to go, not the way my family wants me to go. I got to go a different way. I want to stay right here with mom and papa, but it seems like you want me someplace else. You work better with me someplace else than I would at home. See, we don't even realize that. Take that into consideration. Do you get the picture? When you take these things in consideration, you won't be so quick to judge. You won't be so quick to complain. Huh? You'll be a more responsible person. And the people around you can then change too. See? Now you see how it goes? I'm just trying to help you get out of the bonds you was in. You're in so bound up, chained down, tied up. You all messed up. Because of what, huh? The pains and the rejections that you have. But listen here, those rejections and pain and all the sorrow that you're going through can be a stepping stone to greater things in Jesus Christ. Because he works that way out of your pain and your suffering. He can work because then you will become more humble. You will be a willing vessel for him to use. When you're in that position. Because when you high-minded and you're riding on cloud nine, you ain't going to hear nobody. You ain't going to hear Jesus and nobody else.
Have mercy, Lord.
Because you think you're your own boss. None of us is our own boss. I don't care what title you got. I don't care how big your church is. I don't care how much you know the Bible, can quote scripture. You are not your own. because you are bought with a price. Jesus paid the price for you. And you better listen. Huh? Praise God. Now we're going to bring Bishop Porter to you. Praise God. I'm going to quit right now because I can go on with this family thing. Praise God. There's so much in the Bible about these family dissensions and how they get torn up and the families turn. Let me add one more one. David's son. How David, one of David's sons turned on him. Huh? Want to kill him. Take the throne. Thought he should be king. You see? Do you get the picture? Huh? You see how the families get crazy? And all it is, it's for a reason. God had it, have it all there for a reason. These things to happen. Sometimes it's for our benefit, for their benefit, and somebody else's too. God does these things in families. He do it in families. And you perhaps is the president or the pastor, and you, the pastor, you think these things ain't supposed to happen. Then other people think, well, why? You're the apostle, you're the pastor. These things ain't supposed to happen. Why not? They happen to the other ones, the matriarchs of the Bible. It happened to them. And even Abraham, he had problems with Miriam, getting jealous and mad and everything too. You see, it goes in families. You ain't no exception. Why are you trying to make everybody else pay for what you're going through? Huh? God ordained it. Do you get the picture? When God ordained these things, it's for a reason, for your making or your growth. There's reasons for it. And all you can do is go ask God, what is it about? Lord, what is it about so that I don't be angry with the wrong people? What is it about, God? Is this for my growth? Huh? I know it sounds silly. You think it sounds silly, but it ain't silly at all. You better start asking them, don't you going to be in a whole lot of trouble a whole lot of time. And a long time, too. It's like you ain't going to never get out of here. You'll be up there just like Jacob. He had to spend all that time with Laban. Huh? Spend all that time with that man. He didn't want to spend that much time with him. And he know the man was fleecing him, but he had to pay for what he did to somebody else. See? He had to pay for what he did because the Bible said that goes for everybody, everybody. You are no exception. What a man soweth, that shall he reap. Don't matter who you are. I don't care how much you fast and pray and how much you read the scripture and go to church and nothing else. What you reap, you gonna sow. If you sow bad, you gonna reap bad. If you sow good, you gonna reap good. Hello, somebody. Mm-hmm. You didn't think about that, huh? You thought you was exempt. You're not exempt. All you can do is fall down on your knees and cry for mercy from God. See? That he don't take you out. You see? We got to do that. Okay, let's hear from Bishop. We haven't heard from him in a while. Praise God. You know I could be preaching the rest of the day. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Thank God, amen, for Apostle. Amen. And I'm glad to be here. Amen. Oh, to be with you one more time in the name of Jesus. And, you know, I agree with you, man. There's so much dysfunction going on in our families. Praise God. Amen. And, you know, and our family is not exempt. Praise God. You know, it's going on everywhere, man, in the house of God, out of the house of God. Man, it is going on everywhere, you know. But thank God that we serve a risen Savior that is in control of everything. Praise God, man. And God have a way, amen, to break down, amen, these barriers that we are going through. Am I right? Praise God. Especially, man, in our families. Praise God. He can fix it. Amen. Jesus can fix, man, every anything, amen, and any problem that is going on in our lives. I often say, for every trial, tribulation, a condition is going on, a challenge, praise God, in our lives, our Lord and Savior have a promise for us, and we can stand on that. Am I right? Praise God. And as she was talking about Jacob and Esau, praise God, I was just looking here at the scripture, praise God, amen, that when Jacob had to flee, had to leave, amen, leave home, praise God, because of stealing his brother's birthright. Praise God. And there was so much going on, man, because it goes on every day, even up to the day. You got brothers, amen, and sisters and aunties, and they got uncles and grandma and granddad, and is not speaking, praise God. I don't go over that hellion house and all. Come on. Come on, somebody. Praise God. But God have a way, praise God. And after so many years that this went on, over a 20-year period, praise God, that this went on, amen, God got a way, praise God. And the change got to come from within you, praise God. And what happened, he laid down one night, praise God, and he laid on a stone. And we all know the story about the wrestling match, praise God. The angel of the Lord, praise God, wrestled with Jacob, praise God. Oh, it was something going on there. Praise God. Oh, thank God, amen, for our Lord and Savior. Praise God. And after that wrestling match was over, amen, he made this vow. And you can look in verse 20, Genesis chapter 28 in the book of Genesis. And at verse 20, it says, "And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me," watch this now, "and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God." Come on, somebody. "And this stone," the stone that he laid like a pillar, "which I have set for a pillar, should be God's house, and all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give a tenth unto thee." Oh, praise God. When God turned that bad situation and made some good out of it, oh, and turn your family around, oh, when you have made that vow unto him, he will break that barrier down. It will be not only broken, but it will be destroyed. Oh, I don't know who I'm talking to out there, but God is speaking to somebody's heart right now. Praise God. This is why he said that his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Oh, he's breaking down barriers right now in somebody's family. Amen. And he want to use you, praise God, to be the one, amen, to break it down. Praise God. All you got to do is go in faith and trust the Lord, amen, and look them eyeball to eyeball, face to face, and sit down and have a talk. Praise God. What's wrong with doing that? Praise God. Oh, the enemy always tried to keep, amen, people separated and divided. Praise God. And always calling malice and jealous, and "I don't go to their house," and "I don't," well, you don't go. And they're, you know, of the same blood, come out the same mother's belly, praise God. There, praise God, but can't speak to one another, can't talk to one another. The devil is a lie, praise God. And thank God that God's word is true, praise God. He will break down barriers. He will turn a bad situation and make some good out of it. He will turn a negative into a positive, praise God. Oh, you know, we have a thing when we pray that we send out the divinity and send love, amen, to that situation, praise God. And if you keep doing it, just keep saying it. "I send it to the divinity and send the love, call the individual name," praise God. And while that is going out in the atmosphere, atmosphere. Praise God. God will be moving. Praise God. And even when you don't see it. I mean, tell me what God won't do. I tell you, I'm a living witness. God manifests. God manifests over this weekend. Praise God. I know if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Oh, he say he have. Oh, my God, I felt something then. He have no respect of person. Oh, thank God. Amen. And this, too, will pass. Oh, you got to do, praise God, and face the music. That's what the old folks say. They used to say, come on, get up and face the music. Praise God. You the one made your bed hard. Now you got to sleep in it. But, oh, get up from there. Praise God. Dust yourself off, praise God, and go and face the situation. And you know what? When you get there, it's just like Esau and Jacob. God had already worked it out. Praise God. It was joy. It was peace. Praise God. Oh, it was a glorious time. Oh, can you see that they had a merriest time? Praise God. When he looked up and saw his brother afar, and tell me they didn't walk to each other. They ran to each other and went open arms. They were so glad to see. Oh, my God, my God. Why can't we do this, America? Oh, praise God. God is speaking to America. Praise God. He have been so good to this nation. He have blessed this country, the United States of America. Now it's time for America, amen, to bless our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Ain't you glad, praise God, that we serve a God that will break down barriers? Praise God. He's doing it in families. Praise God. He'll do it for individuals. Praise God. He have no respect of person. He's doing great things. Praise God. He always will move, praise God, on our behalf. And I'm glad about it today. Praise God. He did it for David. Praise God. Oh, praise God. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Praise God. He's God, and he say, I change not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, I'm glad about it that we serve. Praise God, a risen Savior. It's all about him today, and he will break down these barriers. I mean, you know, and you should know, that prayer changes things. Prayer changes condition. Praise God. Prayer will move God. Praise God. Tears don't move him now. Come on, somebody. But faith will. Oh, I double dare you to show God some faith. Praise God. If God said it, he's able to perform it. Praise God. He will do it. Oh, we can stand on the word of God. Praise God. So Jacob said these things, so that I come again to my father's house in peace. Then shall the Lord be my God. Oh, my God, my God. Ain't no time to be leaving the church. Oh, praise God. I don't care where you go. There's trouble everywhere. Come on now, trouble in your own home. This is what Apostle talking about, what we talking about. Praise God. Sometimes you can't get along with your own husband and your own wife. Come on, somebody. Oh, but how you work through it. Come on, somebody. You have to learn to work through it. You're going to have misunderstandings. Praise God. You ain't going to always agree, but we got to learn how to disagree without being so disagreeable. Oh, and then it turned into violence. Come on, somebody. That is of the devil. Oh, help me, somebody. Oh, the devil is a lie. Praise God. Come on, sit down and let's talk about this thing. Praise God. God will do great things in your life. And you know what? When you sit down and talk, you know you're going to wind up laughing because the devil made a mountain out of a little molehill. You say, you know what? That's what's different. And oh, then you laugh about it. All these many years and all these many months, all these many times, you're going through misery. You're going through all this, praise God, over nothing. Praise God. Oh, thank God. Amen. But God is able to turn that situation, and he will. Amen. Break down that barrier. Oh, he'll fix it. Amen. He'll fix it. That what is broken. Praise God. He'll fix a broken heart. Praise God. He'll put some joy in there. He'll put some love in there. He'll put whatever you need. Praise God. And if he did it for Jacob, oh, praise God, he can do it for you and I. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forevermore. I thank God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Oh, I thank God. God manifests. I tell you, I feel the Holy Ghost. Praise God. God is a good God. Praise God. But, oh, you got to come on now from being a headache and being high-minded. Oh, you got to humble yourself now. We've got, and this is what happened to Jacob. Jacob humbled himself. He said, I'm going. Lord, if you be with me and be my God, I'm going to my father's house to find some peace. Oh, you can get some peace. Oh, and that peace is in Jesus Christ. And he's going to tell you now the way to do it and how to do it. Praise God. To break down them barriers. God bless you today. Oh, I feel good. Jesus is Lord. Jesus love you, and Bishop do too.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, we have the bishop in the house. I tell you. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter. I tell you, breaking the barriers. And what is a barrier? Barrier is something immaterial that impedes or separates. What are you allowing to separate you from the love of God today? What is allowing you to separate yourself from coming into the kingdom? What? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. As we know, everything is a self case. And I love that one, what she said. You have to face it to fix it. How much of us today fear of facing the situation that you decide to just walk away and don't say, you know, don't even worry about it. No, face it to fix it. You have the love of God inside of you. Say, greater is in you than he that's in the world. And I was looking at Genesis 45 with Joseph and his brother. See, all of them had to face the situation. And when Joseph told them who he was, the fear that came upon them because of what they did. How much of us today can fess up to what we did? We always looking about what the other person did. What about what we did? Can you go to that person and ask for forgiveness? Can you? Can you face it? Remember now, I say you have to face it to fix it. Yes, you mess up, but you know what? With the mercy of God, he is so merciful to us. Okay, he will show us mercy. So, you know, today, ask for forgiveness. Face it. Ooh, I just have to keep saying it. You have to face it to fix it. And remember, you serve an awesome God. He will continue to shield and protect you from hurt, harm, and danger if you only believe. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. This every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. That is some awesome word that is out there. If you would like to bless the woman of God and just say, thank you, woman of God, for the word. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you for even praying for my family. Or God just laid it on my heart to just bless you. You can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. I tell you, be obedient to the word of God. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound.
That's 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us, our thoughts, our mind, the love, everything right now in the name of Jesus. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let
God
let him have. And let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.